God's house, we want to keep them in prayer. Amen. But while we're here in the house of God, amen, we might as well give them the glory.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Somebody ready to worship the Lord? How many of you stand ready to worship the Lord? Amen. How many of you? Let's rejoice in the Lord. In the Lord always and again I say, again I say,
Read that again. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say, rejoice.
of Habakkuk. Amen. Habakkuk chapter 3. Everyone have it? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're going to start at verse 17. All right? We're going to start to read. Although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the field shall yield no meat. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like hinds' feet, and he will make me to walk upon mine high places, to the chief singer on my stringed instruments. Amen. I want to read one more. We're going to turn to Psalm 33. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we're just going to read chapter 3. We're going to go from verses 1 through 5 together. If we have it, say amen. All right. I'll read the second one. Psalm 33. Amen. Verse 1 through 5. Amen. And it reads, everyone together. Rejoice in the Lord, all ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with the psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song. Play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Amen. May God add a blessing to the reading of the word. Can we bow our heads real quick? Heavenly Father, oh God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, once again. Lord Jesus, we thank you for being a mighty good God, Lord. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and for keeping us yet again, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray for the pastor, the sister pastor in her absence, oh God. We pray for all the prayer requests, Lord Jesus. The ones that need healing, oh God. The ones that need deliverance, oh God. Lord Jesus, we pray, oh God, and we trust and believe, and we go forward with faith, oh God, believing it's already done, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, we pray for this word, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Speak to our hearts, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let your anointing be upon this place. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 You may have seats. You may be seated. Amen. And I'm just going to point out real quick. Amen. In verse 4 of Psalms, chapter 33. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. Amen. But I'm going to actually go to verse 3. Sing unto him a new song. Play, what does that say? Play what? Skillfully with a loud noise. Amen. Hallelujah. There's another scripture that says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So it says, play skillfully, a loud noise. Amen. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord always. We started out our praise and worship this morning with rejoice in the Lord always. But it says, play skillfully and then make a joyful noise. It says, play skillfully, a loud noise. So I just wanted to point out, it doesn't just say a noise. So I just for those who, you know, just like to make noise, I try to help my wife out at home. Amen. The songs of Zion are playing. Amen. And then I just hear a noise. Amen. The scripture says, play skillfully with a loud noise. It doesn't, I don't know. Maybe somebody can help me out correctly. I don't know anywhere in the Word of God where it just says make a noise. Amen. So I just wanted to throw that little part in there in case, you know, we get a little confused. Amen. Amen. Can we have a little fun? Is that all right? All right. Hallelujah. Amen. So I have the distinct privilege of standing before you, amen, on this afternoon to deliver the Word of God. Amen. It's such an awesome responsibility and accountability. Amen. And on this afternoon, amen, our title on this afternoon, it's going to be, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Amen. We're not here to be exactly proper. So I'm just going to help us out right from the beginning, okay? Now, for those who like to talk to your neighbor, I'm not telling you to talk to your neighbor, but for those who like to talk to your neighbor, you can look at your neighbor if you choose and just tell them, amen, that he didn't say, there is a whole lot of shaking going on. No, it's not one of those, amen. There's a whole lot just want to put it out there that I'm not here to be super proper. I'm just going to give it to you, amen, the way that it was given to me. Is that all right?
Right.
All right, so what we're going to do right now, amen, we're just going to tackle a few of the popular scriptures and stories in the Bible that we all know of. Amen. But then we're going to start to break this thing down a little bit. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. We're going somewhere with that. We're going to start in Acts chapter 16, and we're going to jump around a little bit, like I said. We're going to read quite a few verses. Amen. So let's go right to it. Acts 16. Amen. And they say, help me, Holy Ghost. That's all right. Amen. Hold on one second. I got this little fancy thing going on here. Acts chapter 16. Amen. Amen. Do we all have it?
Amen.
Amen. Right here, we're going to get into a situation that happens with Brother Paul and Brother Silas. Amen. Remember, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Hallelujah. We're going to start in verse 6. Now, when they had gone throughout Phrygia, and if I get it wrong, don't worry about it. Amen. Somebody help me out. And the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. After they were come to Mysia, they ascended to go into Bithynia. But the Spirit suffered them not. Meaning the Spirit didn't want them to go preach there, amen. And we have to be mindful, amen, to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen, because we can wind up in situations we're not supposed to be in. Amen, when we don't follow the anointing and the leading of God. Amen. In verse 8, and they passing by Mysia came down to Troas, and a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after he had seen the vision, immediately we endeavored to go into Macedonia, assuredly gathering that the Lord had called us for to preach the gospel unto them. Amen. So be mindful again that, amen, we want to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. Because we might have some unction, amen, and we might have it all over us, and we want to just run and do and go. Amen. But we have to be careful to be led by the Spirit of God. Amen. So when he came here, and we see it in verse 9, a vision appeared to Paul in the night. There stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over to Macedonia and help us. Amen. The voice of the Lord was calling at that point. Amen. He wasn't being led astray on his own. The voice of the Lord was calling. Amen. And he says, immediately we endeavored to go because there was a fire in him. He wanted to go preach the gospel. Amen. Paul and Silas, amen. And we're going to go to verse 22. And as they preached, what happened, real quickly, for sake of time, there was a woman that was there, amen, and she was in divination, and she was doing a soothsaying, and she started to follow Paul and Silas, amen, but Paul in his spirit rebuked her, amen, and then he brought her into the kingdom, amen, but she was at the time making a lot of money for this soothsayer, amen, was making a lot of money for the people that were backing her. So when Paul, amen, came in and rebuked her and had her, she was delivered, amen, then the people that she was making money for became very angry and upset. So let's pick it up in verse 22. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, meaning Paul and Silas, they came them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safe. Who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks, meaning put them right to work, amen. And at midnight, 25, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now, I don't know, when I was growing up, midnight wasn't a good thing. Amen. So, you know, we watch these scary movies and things. Come midnight, vampires and things start coming out. So, I don't know what got into Brother Paul and Silas. Amen. To go at midnight, but they were in one mind and one accord, and together at midnight. It doesn't because sometimes some people didn't get the memo. Amen. And it kind of brings my recollection to, y'all seen that commercial? Amen. There's a commercial where a guy's in like Penn Station or what's that one in New York City? That's Times. No, the underground, the Penn Station. That's it, right? In Penn Station, and you know the clock is going, and the guy didn't get the memo, so he starts to, you know, doing a little dancing, and we go and all this, and everybody around him is looking at him like he's stupid. Amen. And it's one of those numbers that he dances to, and then all of a sudden the memo pops up. It got moved to 12:30. Amen. Amen. We want to be in a place of God where we stay in touch with God. Amen. In the Spirit of God, where we know when to move, how to move. Amen. And we don't want that to what happened in the commercial to happen to us. But at midnight, they started to praise, and immediately all the doors were on an earthquake, and the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed, and the keeper of the prison awakened out of his sleep and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out of his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Then he called for a rent and sprang in, and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Right. See, the important thing about staying in the place of God and listening to the voice of God, amen, some of us, as soon as those prison doors were open, amen, but we gotta understand that maybe in our jobs have seen us going through things, and the neighborhoods have seen us going through things. They sometimes see us, we might look like we're in that prison, amen. But the thing is, staying in touch with the voice of God, following the leading of God, amen, so we know when to move and when not to move. Amen. And because they were listening to the voice of God, and the Lord didn't tell them to move, amen, there was a whole lot of shaking going on, amen. There was an earthquake, the prison doors were open. Even bigger than what they had originally saw. Amen. See, we want to move so fast sometimes. Amen. And the whole thing of what God had planned, the whole thing can't come to fruition because we're not listening. Amen. And we're not sensitive. Amen. And we're moving when the voice of God is not telling us to move yet. Amen. But watch what happens. He said, and brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" Hallelujah. So through their prison situation, they were physically enabled in prison, and then God opened that up, amen, and somebody else was around to see this and say, "What must I do to be saved?" Then we're going to get down to verse 33. "And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes and was baptized." Hallelujah. He and all his, that means his family, straight away. We're going to get down to verse 35. "And when it was day, the magistrates sent the sergeants, saying, 'Let those men loose.' And the keeper of the prison told this saying to Paul, 'The magistrates have sent to let you go. Now therefore depart and go in peace.'" But Paul knew something about what the word of God says. How? He says, "I'm going to make your enemies your footstools." So that wasn't just good enough. Hold on. These guys, first off, Paul and Silas, they're Romans. So they got beat by their own kind. Amen? Because remember, Paul was converted. Amen? Remember that whole situation? Paul was converted, amen. He originally wasn't a part of the people of God. He was a persecutor of the people of God. So he was a Roman, but Paul said, hold, that's not good enough. Hold on. I know that in the word of God it says, he's going to make my enemies my footstool. Amen? Those same people that come to persecute us, amen, we're going to be able to walk on them, amen, and help them to protrude the word of God, which they didn't intend to do. Amen. So in verse 37, "But Paul said unto them, 'They have beaten us openly, uncondemned. They have beaten us in front of people, and we never even did anything. They never told us. We were never convicted of any crime, and yet they beat us anyways.'" Amen. "And we're Romans," he says, "and have cast us into prison. And now, do they thrust out privately?" Meaning you're going to sneak us out secretly? "But let them come themselves and fetch us out." Amen. See, God turned that whole situation around. And then we're going to end right here in verse 39 on this. amen. But we see how, amen, God can turn something, amen. See, some of us have been in prison for so long, amen. And the prison might not be what Paul and Silas was in, amen. But I remember when we went down to Augusta or Hepsiba, Georgia, amen. Remember Evangelist Reese, she sang this song? Man, listen, I was tingling all over. I had those goosebumps. She said, her song said, praise him while I wait. Remember that? Somebody, praise him while I wait. And amen, and the pastor or the bishop, amen, came behind her on another day and was talking about there's different kinds of waiting. There's the kind of waiting where, you know, you're the waiter or waitress and you're waiting and what can I do for you, ma'am or sir? Can I get you this or can I get you that? Amen, there's that kind of waiting. And then there's the other kind of waiting where we're just sitting around just, you know, just waiting. Amen. And the evangelist said something about, her song said, praise him while I wait. Brother Paul and Silas were waiting because, remember, we started out in the scripture talking about how they were led by the Spirit of God. Amen. It came to them in a vision. Amen. It told them to go and to do. Amen. So they weren't just doing on their own accord, so, or on their own account. So they knew that they were in trouble. Although they were yet in prison, God had sent them, and they were on a mission for God. You know how sometimes we're doing what God has told us to do, and all these trials and circumstances and situations start to come at us. Amen. And it starts to beat us down, and we get so confused. But Brother Paul and Silas in the scriptures shows us perfectly, amen, that it's all right. We're going to go through prison sometimes. We're going to be locked up sometimes. Amen. The prison might look like somebody on our job, or prison might look like bills and things over our heads and we don't know where the money's coming from. The prison might look like we're sound in our bodies, amen, in a healthy situation. But we have to understand, saints of God, we got to get like Brother Paul and Silas. Amen. We got to get like Evangelist Reese says. We got to praise him while we wait. Don't just sit around and say, God, I know you promised me. You know, you told me to go here, and I went, and look at me now, it looks like I'm a reproach. Amen. But we have to understand, when God sends us to do something, the enemy is there, and he's going to try to get us all drawn away from our purpose. Right. Amen. But we have to understand, don't sit back and whine, okay? Don't sit back and whine in our circumstances. Don't complain to nobody. Amen. But let's be like Brother Paul and Silas, and let's start to praise him. Amen. In the meantime, amen, let's praise him while we're waiting. Because we're waiting. Lord, I'm in this prison. I know I'm here right now. But Lord, come on, just let me go. What do you have me to do? I'm just gonna praise you anyways. Amen. And I don't know what happened with Brother Paul and Silas. I don't know what about midnight. But amen, at midnight, they just started to praise the Lord. Amen. And when they started to praise the Lord, we see what happens. Amen. That should tell us something. When we start to praise the Lord, hallelujah. When we start to praise the Lord, listen, when we start to praise the Lord, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. You see, a lot of times we come to church and we see people start to shout at things in their testimonies or the praises are going forward, and you see somebody just exploding and praising and screaming and crying, and they can't control themselves. See, some of us are blinded, and sometimes we just get confused, and we think that they're praising only because they're out of the storm. But you have to understand, a lot of times when you come to church, it's somebody's crying out to the Lord. Within that, you know what they're doing. They're praising him while they wait. Hallelujah. They're praising him while they wait. So when somebody asks you, what's the matter with me? Just tell them there's a whole lot of shaking going on. I'm praising him. Something's going to happen right now. I'm waiting on the Lord. Lord, what is it? Where do you want me to go? I thought you, Lord, where did you? Come on, I'm praising him while I wait. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now let's go to, y'all are familiar with this too. Let's go to Judges right now. Amen. Judges, the 6th chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Help me, Holy Ghost, 6th, right? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Judges chapter 6. We're going to do a little reading in this. And y'all know this too. Amen. But let's see. We're going to read a little in Judges 6 and 7. And then we're going to go to one more scripture. Amen. And then we're going to close this thing. Amen. We're going to start in verse 1. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them into the hand of of many 7 years. Verse 7, and it came to pass, when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, that the Lord sent the prophet unto the children of Israel, which said unto them, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt. Amen. Because you know how sometimes he likes to remind us, see, once we go astray, he likes to remind us, amen, where he brought us from. Because sometimes we forget, amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So this again, thus saith the Lord, God of Israel, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the house of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hand of the Egyptians and out of the hand of all that oppressed you and drave them out from before you and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But ye have not obeyed my voice. Ye have not obeyed my voice. Amen. So sometimes, again, we take ourselves out of the situation, amen, for God to do what he needs to do. Sometimes we don't follow correctly the way we're supposed to. Amen. So God at times allows certain things to happen, amen, just to get us back to where we're supposed to be. Amen. And we're going to pick it up verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto them, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. And this is Gideon that the Lord was talking to. We're going to pick it up verse 15. And he said unto him, O my Lord, wherewith shall I say in Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least of my father's house. Amen. You know how it is when God calls us to do something, and we just immediately start to throw out every reason why we can't do that. We start to discredit ourselves, not realizing this is God. God is talking to you. God said, of course you can't do it by yourself. But if I send you, hallelujah, am I not with you? Am I not going to deliver you? Amen. So here Gideon really quickly starts to discredit himself. Amen. Sister, I want you to lead testimony service. Brother, I want you to lead prayer. Well, I don't talk that well. Sister, you haven't testified in a long time. Well, I'm shy. Right? Don't we do that? Well, somebody's going to laugh at me. So we start to discredit ourselves right from the beginning. Verse 16, and the Lord said unto him, surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man. And we're going to skip over to chapter 7 right now, and we're going to pick it up in verse 3 for the sake of time. Verse 3 of chapter 7 reads, now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And before I go here, Gideon had gathered an army. Amen. As we'll read a little later, we'll understand that army that Gideon had gathered together, it was nothing compared to the great multitude that they were about to face. Nothing compared. But God had to make it clear. Look, if you have too many numbers, there are too many people, you might be confused and think it was your doing. Amen. So I need to cut this way back. So that's what we're reading right now. Verse 3 again. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So if 22,000 went back, and there remained 10,000, that means what? 32, right? 32,000. So 22,000 went back, and there remained 10,000. Okay, and we're going to pick it up in verse 6, and just to clear up. And the Lord at that time said, hey, it's still too great, it's too many. Now they already sent 22,000, there's only 10,000. And he said, you're still too big. I need to shorten this number, amen? And if we look around the church, amen, look how the number is starting to shorten. Amen. And then remember the first part, he talked about the fearful. Yes. Are any of us guilty of being fearful? Jesus. And I'm going to go back to what Sister Gail said, but God. Amen. Because we know in the scripture, he always talks about the fearful, the unbelieving. Amen. Amen. Haven't we been fearful, but God has kept us just the same? We ought to say thank you, Jesus, about that. Hallelujah, just for keeping us still. Amen. So the numbers are dwindling a little bit. Amen. But God's refining who he needs. Amen. Who he wants to be a part of what's going to happen. Amen. Because he's going to do a great work. Amen. Amen. And let's pick it up in verse 6. And the number of them that lapped, put their hands in their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. Amen. So there were 10,000 left. And there were 300 that drank with their hands, when they were on their knee. That means 10,000, 300, that means just 9,700 people. Another part of the multitude or the army that the Lord sent home. Amen. Now, and the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lack will I save you, and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. Amen. Verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hands and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man unto his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath them in the valley. Amen. Notice what they picked up. Something to just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. He didn't say, go pick up no swords, don't go get no guns, and they didn't have guns at that time. I know. Yeah, I know that, but it sounds good, right? Amen. Amen. He said, just go pick up something where you can make a joyful noise. Amen. When that time comes. Amen. So let's continue. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered them, for I have delivered it into thine hand. But if thou fear to go thou with Pharaoh, thy servant, down to the host. He said, Gideon, if you're afraid, why don't you take somebody with you? Amen. And thou shalt hear what they say. And afterward shall thine hands be strengthened to go down unto the host. Then went he down with Pharaoh, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude. And their camels were without number as the sand by the seaside for a multitude. Now remember I talked about how great their army was? That right there is describing, amen, in verse 12, starting in verse 12 again, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers for multitude, meaning it was just millions, hundreds, thousands, okay? And their camels were without number. There were too many to count, amen. And he said, as the camels were without number, as the sand by the sea side for multitude. How can you count the sand by the sea? It's just too much to number. That's how big this host that was against the children of God was. Amen. And remember, he cut the numbers back to only 300 men. Amen. And verse 13. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along. Now, right here, what's going on is the Lord is already working. Amen. He told them to cut back the army. Amen. But God sent them, so he has everything in control. So little did they know, amen, if he wasn't obedient to the voice of the Lord, he would have never gone down and heard what was going on. God started to stir up the camp. Amen. In verse 14, and his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel, for into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel. Now he feeling a little good now, because he heard what the Lord's going to do, amen. Amen. And said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into the hand the host of Midian. And he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand. Amen. Something to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. With empty pitchers and lamps within the pitcher. Verse 18. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all of that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. So, verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp. Amen. It's showtime now, y'all. In the beginning of the middle watch, and they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and and break the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and break the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands to blow withal. And they cried this word of the Lord and of Gideon. Amen. And at this time, I'm going to tell you, y'all, there's a whole lot of shaking going on right now. In verse 21, and they stood every man, okay, in his place, round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried and fled, and they just started to be confused. Amen. Because remember, praise will bind and confuse the enemy. Somebody in here. Praise will bind and confuse the enemy. Amen. So, as with Paul and Silas, amen, they will wait, they praise while they waited. Amen. And with Brother Gideon, as soon as they got there, they just said, I gotta get to this right away. And they begin to cry and they begin to praise. Amen. And there, in verse 22, when the 300 blew the trumpets and the Lord set every man sworn against his fellow. Hallelujah. Even throughout all the hosts, amen. And that means they started to stab one another. Amen. Because the enemy is confused right now. Why? Because the praises started to go. Amen. Somebody has to know right now there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Somebody was going through something. Amen. They were bound. Amen. They were bound. But God said, now it's time to move. After they cried unto the Lord. Amen. They said, I've been in this struggle way too long. I've been down to the Midianites for 7 years, the Bible said. The scripture said 7 years. They said, I've had enough now, Lord. Lord, we need your help. Amen. And at this point, amen, God is starting to do something. Amen. And when the praises start to happen, amen, the enemy is confused. Amen. So right here, they started to kill one another. Okay, against the sword against his fellow, even throughout all the hosts, and the host fled to Bethshitta in Zurich, there, amen, and to the border of, amen, there, unto Tabith. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali, and out of Asher, and out of all of Manasseh, and pursued after the Midianites, amen. But as soon as they got there, and as soon as, amen, Gideon heard the camp, amen, and what the Lord started to do, he immediately went and got with his people, amen, and said, hey, we're going to go up right now, and we're gonna pursue the enemy, we're going to take the camp, amen. And we have to understand, y'all, see, Paul and Silas waited till midnight, amen. As soon as Gideon and his people got here, amen, and he went out and scouted as the Lord had told him, immediately when he came back, he couldn't hold it. He said, it's time to move, y'all. Amen. And sometimes I know we get a little sophisticated and all. You know, I mean, we're saved and all, but we don't just want to go out there and just tell everybody like that. Amen. We want to, you know, if we're in church, praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. But sometimes when you're going through something, amen, you just can't hold it back anymore. Amen. When it's that time, amen, when the Lord says to move, amen, sometimes it's just a praise on the inside, and I just got to let it out. Amen. And I just got to move. I just got to get down to the enemy's camp. Amen. And I just got to start to praise in the meantime. Hallelujah. See, sometimes I'm going to wait till midnight, but other times I'm just going to get there. I'm going to do, and then I got to praise right away because I need this deliverance right away. I've been in prison too long. I need something to happen right now. So I'm just going to start to praise the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Amen. It reminds me of Brother Deacon. Brother Deacon, one where, you know, it don't make a difference. You go outside, it don't make a difference what time it is. Brother Deacon say, praise the Lord! You know, and then you sometimes you see Brother Deacon, and Brother Deacon is just like, praise the Lord, and you see that sincere love. But other times, you can tell Brother Deacon, and I'm talking about Brother Deacon George right here, has been going through something. Because we find out the following Sunday, amen, when he gets that mic in his hand, he starts to testify. Amen. But he gets outside, and you're like, hey, Brother Deacon, you can go, praise the Lord, you're outside. It's 9:00 p.m. It don't make a difference. Praise the Lord. The neighbor's going to hear everybody on here. Brother Deacon has a praise, and he just got to let it out. Amen. And where's the prison? Praise the Lord. You look around, you see him right out. Praise the Lord, Brother Deacon. You know, but some of us, we're a little sophisticated. That's all right. Amen. But some of us have a praise, and we just got to let it out. Hallelujah. That's all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to one more place in the scriptures. Amen. We're going to go to Joshua. And everybody's familiar with this story. Amen. With the walls of Jericho. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God, I praise him. I just got to let it out. Amen. Hallelujah. God's been just too good. Amen. Give me a second to go here. As I said, I have this fancy thing going on here. Some of y'all will catch up eventually. I'll do my job. I don't have money like that. Amen. Joshua chapter 6. Amen. We're just going to touch base with this really quickly. I'm sorry. Amen. We're just going to pick this up and then we're going to get out your way. Amen. There's a whole lot of shit going on, y'all. Amen. I just stopped by to say, hey, you know what? It's about time to move. Amen. We've been going through. Amen. And I understand. The road gets hard. You know, it gets long and heavy. Amen. But we can't stay down in the prison that we're in. It's about time to start praising the Lord. I'm here to give somebody their marching orders right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been going through much too long. Amen. It's about time to just start praising Him. Amen. Because we've been sulking a little bit. We've been complaining a little bit. We've been talking to the wrong people. Just telling them, hey, Lord, look what's going on with me. Amen. I have your marching orders on this afternoon. It's time to start praising the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pick up this in verse 1. Amen. Joshua chapter 6. Now Jericho was strictly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said unto Joshua, see, I have given into thine hand Jericho and the king thereof, and the mighty men of valor, and ye shall compass the city, all ye men of war, and go round about the city once. Thus shalt thou do 6 days. And 7 priests shall be before thee, before the ark, 7 trumpets of ram's horns. And the 7th day ye shall compass the city 7 times. And the priests shall blow with the trumpets. And it shall come to pass that when they make a long blast with the ram's horns, and when ye hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat, and the people shall ascend up every man straight before him. Amen, amen. We're going to pick it up in verse 10 in a second, but as I said previously, notice what he's equipping them with. Something to praise the Lord.
All right now.
Did we get that? He's equipping them with something to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Not, amen, because we understand, amen, that in the scriptures it says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is a spiritual battle we're fighting. So he's not going to equip us with guns and knives and things of that nature, but we're to put on the whole armor of God. Amen. And in the meantime, amen, our praise is our weapon. Amen. When we're down and we're going through, we got to start to learn to praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. In verse 10 of chapter 6, and Joshua had commanded the people, saying, ye shall not shout, nor make any noise with your voice, neither shall any word proceed out of your mouth, until the day I bid you shout, then shall ye shout. So you can't, when we get over this way, I'm telling you right now that God has already given you the victory. He's already given you the city. He's already told us, amen, that this land is ours and the walls are going to come tumbling down. But when you get there, there's going to be a certain order that you have to follow. Amen. And when we talk about Paul and Silas, it went to midnight. Amen. For Gideon, after he heard, he went, and immediately they went. Now God is telling them, you're going to have to wait on it. Amen. Amen. So I'm giving you the land, and I can see the people there. They're salivating, you know, because this land is going to be ours. But, you know, it's inside. There's something on the inside. I got to let it out. But the Lord is saying, you got to do this in a certain format here. You got to wait on this a little bit. Amen. And verse 11. So the ark of the Lord compassed the city, going about it once. And they came into the camp and lodged in the camp. Amen. And for time's sake, let's go to verse 14. And the second day, because they had already been this the first day, the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did this 6 days. And it came to pass on the 7th day that they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times. seven times. Amen. Because they were being led by the Spirit of God. Amen. It was a little different this time. That's why we have to be sensitive to hearing, amen, exactly how we're supposed to go about this, Lord. Amen. In verse 16, and it came to pass at the seventh time, when the priest blew the trumpet, Joshua said unto the people, shout. Get this exactly right. Amen. Because remember, for right here with Joshua, they were supposed to wait for 7 days, and on the seventh day they had to march around. So he had already promised them the city. So some of us, God has already made us a promise. For most of us, God has, for all of us, God has already made us a promise. The one promise I can tell you for surety, he said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. So he's already made us a promise, but we have to be careful that we do it in his time, because we don't want to the memo, amen. So some of us, amen, if God is telling us it's going to be 7 days, remember, we might have to look at our watch, amen, and some of us might just be able to take a time, you know, that time bomb, and I just can't wait, I got to praise and I just got to let it out, amen. Some of us, it might be for Sunday morning, God has a testimony that he put us in, he put in our spirit, and we're around the house and we're saying, come on, honey, come on, we got to hurry, come on, kids, we got to hurry up, I got something on the inside and I just got to get it out. Don't you let nobody hold you back. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm here to give you some marching orders. Some of us, we need to march. We need to march. We need to march up to the altar. Amen. And maybe it's not for that time, but God has already answered your prayer. Amen. And until you get that breakthrough, you need to keep marching. Hallelujah. You need to march around whatever your walls of Jericho may look like. Hallelujah. You need to keep fasting and studying prayer. Amen. And believing and trusting. Amen. That God has everything under control. Amen. Saints of God, there's a whole lot of shaking going on. Hallelujah. There's a whole lot of shaking going on. So when you see me jumping around and acting a fool, when I see you jumping around and acting a fool, I know what's going on. Hallelujah. Something's being broken. Some chains, some prison somewhere in your circumstances in your life. Something's being loosed at that moment. Amen. And you have to understand. Don't wait. Amen. Like, I'm leaving you with this. Like Evangelist Reese said, praise him while you wait. Don't just sit back and do nothing. Praise him. See, God made us a promise. Amen. And it's going to come to pass. But in the meantime, he doesn't expect us to just sit there and soak in and be pitiful and feel sorry for ourselves. Amen. Praise him while we wait. Amen. And if it gets that midnight hour, somebody got to start praising the Lord. Hallelujah. See, God don't work the way man works. I understand. At midnight, we're supposed to be in fear. At midnight, we're supposed to be running away from whatever the big scary thing is in our lives. Amen. But we have to understand, saints of God, at midnight, amen, when you get to your darkest hour, when you feel you can't take it no more, somebody got to start praising the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, son. Hallelujah, hallelujah.